local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, you've made it to Friday. There's the good news. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, but already 78 degrees in our studios. More details on a pretty hot forecast coming up with Dr. Bill. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Halls Mill and Dolphin Island Parkway, we've got an overturned vehicle without injuries. Officers are there. We've got a traffic hazard at Hillcrest Road and Wall Street. Power poles down. Alabama Power is on the scene. State troopers working a couple older accidents, but not in the roadways. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. That means we get a weekend weather scale from Dr. Bill coming up at around 7:35. Plus, we're listening to you and talking to you on the text line at 343-0106. Now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities need your help finding a missing woman this morning. Angela Bowman was last seen on the afternoon of June 15th. That's when she left her home around 3:30 p.m. and did not tell anyone where she was going. The 41-year-old was last seen wearing a black tank top over a black bathing suit with black shorts or maybe blue jean shorts and black Nike sandals. She was also carrying a camouflage backpack. She is known to frequently be in the Tillman's Corner in Theodore area. She's described as 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighing 125 pounds. She also has butterfly tattoos on both shoulders. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, you're encouraged to contact the Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. The bodies of two elderly people have now been discovered in Mobile County. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office confirms that two decomposed bodies were found on a rural property on Thursday, nearly 5 miles from the Mississippi border, located on Yancey Glen Drive. The victims are not being identified at this time, but we do know they were a 75-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman. The cause of death has not been released, but both may have died as a result of natural causes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only, minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreekatmore.com for complete rules.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A body found burned beyond recognition in the backyard of a West Mobile home. Officers found the body about 11 o'clock Thursday morning at a home on Bonneville Drive. Mobile police say officers went to the home for a welfare check. Relatives of Tracy Griffin, the woman who lived at the home, said they have not seen or heard from her since Tuesday. Police say they can't yet identify who it is or even the gender of the person. The sheriff's office needs help identifying a burglary suspect that has been hitting homes in the Fort Morgan area more than a dozen along Ponce de Leon Drive. drive over the past 2 months. Authorities say the man is walking into unlocked homes and getting away with anything he can, like cash or gift cards. The sheriff's office has increased patrols in the area. Authorities are still working to find the cause of the fire at Key Harbor Condominiums, which spread to Pescador Landing. We're hearing the sounds of panic and desperation to get help in newly released 911 calls.
Okay.
I've got out. Please.
Okay. They're coming. They're coming as fast as they can.
26 condos and a beach house were destroyed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. See all of Alabama's constitutions at the We the People exhibit in Huntsville, June 30th through August 11th. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
New Orleans gets Zion. Auburn's Chuma Okeke is headed to the Orlando Magic, and Team USA remains undefeated in the Women's World Cup. It's 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a party in New Orleans last night for the 2019 NBA Draft, with the Pelicans selecting Duke's Zion Williamson with the first overall selection.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson from Duke University.
As a freshman this season, Zion averaged 22.5 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, and nearly 2 blocks per game before he was named the Wooden Award winner as the nation's top player.
For me to be selected number one, I mean, I can't dream it no better than that.
Zion's expected to be the face of the Pelicans after New Orleans traded Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers last weekend. He's the highest touted prospect since Davis was selected first overall by the Pelicans back in 2012 and the most marketable draft pick since LeBron James was selected first overall in 2003.
That's saying something when you're next to LeBron James. That brand, you know,
He's expected to sign at least a $100 million shoe contract with whether it's Nike, Under Armour.
A $100
million. $100
million. Is he going to be their endorser for the next 50 years?
More than likely, he will. Whoever signs him, he'll be with for life. Kind of like you've seen with LeBron and Nike.
$100
million.
I'll take a $100 shoe contract or boots.
Get good at basketball. Maybe you can get it.
Things are never going to happen. There you go.
The next two picks also went as expected, with the Memphis Grizzlies selecting Murray State point guard Ja Morant with the second overall pick, and the New York Knicks picking Duke freshman R.J. Barrett at number 3. The Atlanta Hawks traded up for the number 4 pick to select Virginia forward DeAndre Hunter. Cleveland picked Vanderbilt freshman guard Darius Garland at number 5. Texas Tech guard Jarrett Culver went number 6 to Minnesota. North Carolina guard Kobe White selected 7th by the Chicago Bulls. New Orleans took Texas center Jackson Hayes at number 8. Gonzaga's Rui Hachimura went number 9 to Washington, and Duke's Cam Reddish went 10th overall to Atlanta. Auburn's Chuma Okeke went higher in the draft than most expected when the Orlando Magic selected him with the 16th pick last night. Okeke, who was injured during Auburn's run to the Final Four this season, is the first Auburn player drafted since Jameson Brewer back in 2001, and he's the highest selection since Chris Morris went fourth overall to the New Jersey Nets back in 1988. Auburn's Jared Harper and Bryce Brown were not selected in last night's draft. They'll look to catch on in the NBA as free agents. In the College World Series last night, the Louisville Cardinals eliminated the Mississippi State Bulldogs with a 4-3 comeback win in Omaha. The Bulldogs held a 3-0 lead entering the bottom of the seventh inning when the Cardinals scored two runs to pull within one. Later in the bottom of the ninth, the Cardinals tied the game on an RBI single from Danny Oriente. Then Oriente would score the winning run on a walk-off single from Drew Campbell. The loss for Mississippi State leaves Vanderbilt as the only SEC team standing now in the World Series. Today at 1 o'clock, Texas Tech will face Michigan in the semifinals. Michigan could eliminate Texas Tech with a win today, while the Red Raiders will need to beat Michigan twice to move on to the finals. Then at 6 tonight, Vanderbilt will face off against Louisville. The Cardinals must beat Vandy twice to get to the finals, while the Commodores only need one win against Louisville to move on. In the Women's World Cup, Team USA finished the group stage with a 3-0 record by defeating Sweden 2-0 yesterday. Lindsey Horan and Jonah Andersson each scored for the Americans. It was a revenge game for USA after Sweden knocked them out of the 2016 Olympics. Now only 16 teams remain in the World Cup. Next up, they'll take on Spain on Monday in the knockout round. On the PGA Tour, there's a six-way tie for first place after one round of the Travelers Championship. K.H. Lee, Abraham Answer, Mackenzie Hughes, Zach Suker, Ryan Armour, and Bronson Burgoon each shot 6-under par yesterday to tie for the lowest first-round scores. There's another group of six golfers one shot behind the leaders and a dozen golfers two shots back at 4-under par. So the tournament's wide open as it enters round two this morning. Bronson Burgoon. Coolest name in golf.
It's pretty solid. It's I used to name. Think is Seve Ballesteros was, but Bronson Burgoon, yeah, that wins.
I haven't watched him closely, but with that name, I imagine he drives it about 600 yards.
Yeah.
He could probably outdrive any par five on the course.
Right, Daly looks at him and goes, golly.
Strong name there. And in minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 13-2 in the first game of a five-game home series last night at Hank Aaron Stadium. Tonight, Mobile will face the Generals on a fireworks Friday night with first pitch set for 7:05. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, overturned vehicle at Halls Mill and Dolphin Island Parkway. No injuries involved, but officers are there. Also at Hillcrest Road and Wall Street, power pull down. Alabama Power's on the scene now. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far this morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane. Kelly's got her headlines in just a second. Heads up here, as we're in the last couple weeks or last few weeks of the Big Green Deal giveaway. Here's how it works. You got to go to our participating sponsors and get your name in the registration boxes at those sponsors. And hopefully it'll be you that we draw coming up that first week in July. So once again, you go by, you could go by, I would suggest to go by all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to choose some more than others, that's listen, you take your chances.
It can only improve your odds the more stores you go to.
I would say that would be correct. So you go by, like, for example, go by Bailey's TV. Mm-hmm. Go by Bailey's. There's a registration box. You fill out a little card there. The pen and the paper will be right there. Drop your name in. And you can do that daily. Also at Gulf Coast Tools down in Foley. Delta Stone. You can go to Old Time Feed and drop your name in. Yellowhammer Fishing. Drop your name in. Johnny's Premier Boat and RV. Cart Doctor. They're all listed on our website, fmtalk1065.com/biggreendeal. Or you can search for them on our Facebook page. All that information is there. But make sure you're dropping your name in and getting your best chance to win a prize package valued over $9,000.
If you haven't been to one of these places, well, first off, get on over there.
Yeah,
you got to visit these places, but we've got the addresses for each location on our website, fmtalk1065.com, and on the Facebook page. So if it's somewhere you haven't been, you can go there, grab the address, plug it into the GPS, and you'll be on your way.
All right, very good. So check it out and do that today. 6:23 now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Operation Supply and Demand leads to 14 arrests by the Mobile Police Department's Narcotics and Vice Unit. Back on June 20th, officers were posing as prostitutes in an effort to rid our city of prostitution, which, according to Mobile Police Department, is often linked to other violent crimes. The 14 arrests happened citywide during the sting operation, with men and women being charged for loitering, soliciting prostitution, possession, drug paraphernalia, possession of controlled substance, resisting arrest, and patronizing a prostitute. Those arrested range in age from 21 years of age to 74 years old. A string of recent armed robberies at Circle K gas stations and a Waffle House are now connected now to a Little Caesars robbery. The connection, Mobile Police say, is 45-year-old Kazel Jackson. He was formally accused Wednesday of committing armed robbery at the Little Caesars just before 10 p.m. on June 15th. According to the Mobile Police Department, quote, the victim stated an unknown male subject entered the location armed with a gun demanding money. The victim stated she slammed the register drawer closed, then her and a co-worker ran to the back of the store. The victim stated the subject fled the scene on foot. There were no reported injuries. Jackson's believed to be connected to the Circle K robbery on Dolphin Street that took place Sunday morning around 5 a.m. and then a Waffle House located on Airport Boulevard exactly 24 hours later. In all three robberies, Jackson's accused of holding people up with a gun and demanding money. He was caught after a police chase after the Waffle House robbery. According to court records, Kazel was released from prison in 2013 after serving 20 years for a 1992 armed robbery of a local Port City laundromat. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. On our website, fmtalk1065.com. Lots of stuff to do there. Also, you can stream the radio station that way, right there on your desktop. And reminder to TuneIn Radio. That's the app for Android or iPhone. You can use to listen to the radio station wherever you've got your smartphone, and it has a signal. point that out.
Very important.
Because, I mean, if you're inside like a lead chamber or if you're in parts of Washington County, you wouldn't be able, but other than that, you'll be able to listen to the station.
Yeah, but some lead chambers, I mean, if you have Wi-Fi, you can listen.
True.
And even parts of Washington County have Wi-Fi.
No, lots of parts of Washington County, you can get the TuneIn Radio app, but you get down the bottom of the hill there and you don't. I'm just telling you real stuff. Uh-huh. But Mobile, Baldwin County, you're just fine. But also while you're on the website, it's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Would you vote for Roy Moore in the Republican primary for the 2020 Senate election? Right now, 89% of y'all say no. But obviously, Roy Moore wasn't listening to that or looking at our poll because he went ahead and announced yesterday that he's in. He's running for Senate in 2020.
I fought for our country in Vietnam. I fought for our country and its laws as Chief Justice. I fought for morality to preserve our moral institutions. And I'm ready to do it again. And yes, I will run for the United States Senate in 2020.
All right. Not a real big surprise there. Roy Moore talking about opposition as well.
Why does my mere mention of my name cause people just to get up in arms in Washington, D.C.? Is it because I'm a staunch conservative? Is it because I believe in strong rights for people? Is it because I believe in God?
You know, I will say this. There are people that way back when that probably opposed Roy Moore on things for reasons like that. People that were bothered by his Christian beliefs or his espousing it publicly. But I think there's a mix going on right now of that group and people I'm hearing from that say, hey, I'm somebody that really don't believe the stories about Roy Moore. I think he was set up, all these things, but pragmatically, they don't think he can win. Now, there's some people still think he can win just fine, but I think that number has lessened. You know, we had talked about going into the special election, Roy Moore's name ID was very high, like it is now, and he had a built-in 30-something percent support. You looked at different polls done by everybody from the Alabama Forestry Association to Washington polls. He was in the, 35-36% support rate. I don't know that number is going to stand going into this. We'll look at that first poll. We'll talk about this more with you coming up. News is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A body found burned beyond recognition in the backyard of a Westmobile home. Officers found the body about 11 o'clock Thursday morning at a home on Bonneville Drive. Mobile police say officers went to the home for a welfare check. Relatives of Tracy Griffin, the woman who lived at the home, said they have not seen or heard from her since Tuesday. Police say they can't yet identify who it is or even the gender of the person. The sheriff's office needs help identifying a burglary suspect that has been hitting homes in the Fort Morgan area, more than a dozen along Ponce de Leon Drive over the past 2 months. Authorities say the man is walking into unlocked homes and getting away with anything he can, like cash or gift cards. The sheriff's office has increased patrols in the area. Authorities are still working to find the cause of the fire at Key Harbor Condominiums, which spread to Pescador Landing. We're hearing the sounds of panic and desperation to get help in newly released 911 calls.
Okay.
I've got that. Please.
Okay. They're coming as fast as they can.
26 condos and a beach house were destroyed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We have one question. Who will profit from the Mobile River Bridge project? Our traffic analysis show that 80,000 vehicles per day at $6 per vehicle for 55 years equals $9.6 billion. Why is ALDOT asking us to pay $9.6 billion for a bridge that costs $2 billion? If the state provides the same $400 million that they gave to the I-59 I-20 project in Birmingham, the total cost would be $4.2 billion, not $9.6 billion. Why are we being charged four times the amount of the cost for the Mobile River Bridge project? Why is Senator Shelby not looking for federal funding? Who stands to profit from this outrageous proposal? Hedge funds from New York and Connecticut and political insiders. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100 and Senator Shelby's mobile office at 251-694-4164 and ask for answers.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money.
Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local market. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Overnight, President Trump approved a military strike against Iran in retaliation for its downing of that U.S. drone over the Strait of Hormuz. Although Iran has not officially commented on this action, Tehran insists Trump's suggestion that it shot down the drone accidentally is wrong.
They're saying this drone was shot down deliberately because they claim that it was in their airspace. Iran's foreign minister even coming out and tweeting a location, the coordinates of where he said it was shot down.
Correspondent Frederick Plykin in Tehran. A fire at a 150-year-old refinery complex in Philadelphia turned the morning sky a bright orange and yellow and awakened nearby residents with explosions that shook their homes. Craig Murphy with the Philadelphia Fire Department says 120 firefighters are on the scene.
The fire is not under control yet. Right now, companies are making sure that the fire does not spread as best they can.
I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. United Health Group has agreed to buy healthcare payments firm Equian LLC from its private equity owner for about $3.2 billion. Equian offers payment processing services for healthcare companies and insurers and touts an ability to reduce mistakes that cause overpayment. The Wall Street Journal says it's likely that United Health would merge Equian into its Optum Health Services arm, a rapidly growing part of its business that caters to insurers, hospitals, and other healthcare companies. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he had a constructive meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other congressional leaders in Washington on issues related to Congress ratifying a revised NAFTA. Trudeau ruled out the possibility of reopening the trade pact to satisfy concerns from Congress. He adds that Ottawa remains alert to potential challenges on U.S. ratification of the trade deal, which took over a year to renegotiate among Canadian, U.S., and Mexican officials. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so now officially I can say it's summertime hot, right? Today is the day I could actually say that?
10:54 this morning officially becomes summer. And now we can look forward to heat and humidity.
Oh, okay. Now we get that. Okay, good. I was waiting for that to show up. Oh, wow. I mean, it's been hot. Yesterday, what was it? You were talking about the heat indices would be well into the triple digits. We make that yesterday?
Easily. In fact, yesterday, I think it reached 107 or 108, and Brooklyn was up to 109 for the heat index. And we're going to see that again today. There is a chance we could see a few widely scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, but temperatures will be up around 92 to 93 degrees. You know, that's not record-setting, those temperatures, but the heat index is what's really high because of the very, very high moisture content of the atmosphere. Now, tonight, look for a low in the upper 70s. If you're down on the coast, you'll see a low temperature around 80 degrees tonight. And then tomorrow and Sunday, just same thing. High humidity and just a very slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. So it doesn't even look like we'll have a break there. So for Saturday, partly cloudy, a high of about 94 degrees here in the city. And the heat index for today will be up around 108, perhaps 109. Same thing for tomorrow. Sunday, mostly sunny, about 92, 93 degrees. Again, a very slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And it continues Monday and Tuesday. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Very humid with temperatures at least into the lower 90s.
Wow. Okay, and you said we expect the break for this to come in when?
October.
October, okay. Duly noted. All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? Were you watching anything there?
That's remarkably quiet so far. Right now it looks good across the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, also quiet. We do have some thunderstorm activity out in the tropical Atlantic, but it's very far to the south, and they don't expect any development in that area at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 637 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane next.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle and in some cases a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, overturned vehicle and a power pole down at Hallsville and Dolphin Island Parkway. Also, Hillcrest Road and Wall Street, another power pole down. You've got Alabama Power on the scene there. We look good on the roadways if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Wayne, Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, checking in accident-free. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 640, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It is a Friday. Good thing. Alec Naiman's on the way with what's cooking. And also, so Captain Bobby, if we get in depth yesterday, his, maybe somebody in the phone world can help him. His phone will just turn off all of a sudden, and then he can't get it back on. And he said when he finally gets it back on, it says it's charged, but then it will just randomly turn off. That's what happened to him yesterday as we're trying to get the FM Talk 106.5 fishing report on. We're hoping that doesn't happen again this morning, because he's going to join us a little after 8 o'clock, and we'll do the fishing report we usually do on Thursday mornings. Will happen in the first segment of the 8 o'clock hour.
Listen, I'm no tech expert, but if I had to guess, he's out there in the hot sun all day, every day. I would bet that the heat has fried his battery.
Well, he did also admit to me later on in the conversation, he and I were talking yesterday afternoon, he said, "And well, it did get some rain on it." I said, "Bobby, how much rain did it get on it?" He said, "Well, I left it out." I said, "Left out, like, at the house, like, So, Bobby, who I've been friends a long, long time, tech is not always his forte there. But
catching fish is.
It is. But I would say that's not even a tech question. Just don't leave your phone in the rain, Bobby. But he said, yeah, it just turns off all of a sudden now. So I did the whole, man, did you put it in the bag of rice? Did you do that? Yeah. So hopefully everything will work out when we talk to him a little after 8 this morning. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police, they need your help solving three separate thefts in the Port City. So we begin at Moe's Barbecue on Spring Hill Avenue. That's where a man, he did pay for his food, but police say he also swiped a cell phone. Next up, the Greer's Cash Saver, also on Spring Hill Avenue here in Mobile. Authorities confirm a woman can be seen on store surveillance stealing a purse at the cash register. When both the man and woman who are wanted for these crimes, once they're located, they will be arrested and charged with theft of property, third degree. Be sure to call the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211 if you can assist in these investigations. And the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, they also need your help. Team Sheriff has posted a surveillance video on Facebook. That's where it looks like three people break into a home on Butler Street in Wilmer. Two of the people look to be children who cover their faces up with their shirts and sweatshirts. Their MO is to knock on doors and ask for work. If no one answers the door, that's when they break in. Call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office at 251-574-8633 if you have information which can assist in this investigation as well. And Mobile Police responding to a missing persons report on Thursday morning, they make a gruesome discovery. They find human remains in the backyard area on Bonneville Drive. At this time, they're unable to determine if that's the body of a male or a female. Authorities do say that Tracy Griffin, who is a widow, was last seen Tuesday night. It's too early to know if that is, in fact, Griffin, but homicide investigators are leading this investigation. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Britt.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron, it's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's when everything's a good deal, you know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are going to pop.
I'm going to need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A body found burned beyond recognition in the backyard of a West Mobile home. Officers found the body about 11 o'clock Thursday morning at a home on Bonneville Drive. Mobile police say officers went to the home for a welfare check. Relatives of Tracy Griffin, the woman who lived at the home, said they have not seen or heard from her since Tuesday. Police say they can't yet identify who it is or even the gender of the person. The sheriff's office needs help identifying a burglary suspect that has been hitting homes in the Fort Morgan area, more than a dozen along Ponce de Leon Drive over the past 2 months. Authorities say the man is walking into unlocked homes and getting away with anything he can, like cash or gift cards. The sheriff's office has increased patrols in the area. Authorities are still working to find the cause of the fire at Key Harbor Condominiums, which spread to Pescador Landing. We're hearing the sounds of panic and desperation to get help in newly released 911 calls.
Okay.
I've gotten out. Please.
Okay. They're coming. They're coming as fast as they can.
26 condos and a beach house were destroyed. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need
the talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
New Orleans gets Zion. Auburn's Chuma Okeke is headed to the Orlando Magic, and Team USA remains undefeated in the Women's World Cup. It's quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It was a party in New Orleans last night for the 2019 NBA Draft, with the Pelicans selecting Duke's Zion Williamson with the first overall selection.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson from Duke University.
As a freshman this season, Zion averaged 22.5 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, and nearly 2 blocks per game before being named the Wooden Award winner as the nation's top player.
For me to be selected number one, I mean, I can't dream it no better than that.
Zion's expected to be the face of the Pelicans after New Orleans traded Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers last weekend. He's the highest-touted prospect since Davis was selected first overall by the Pelicans back in 2012, and Zion's the most marketable draft pick since LeBron James was selected first overall in 2003. The next two picks also went as expected, with the Memphis Grizzlies selecting Murray State point guard Ja Morant with the second overall pick, and the New York Knicks picking Duke freshman R.J. Barrett at number 3. The Atlanta Hawks traded up for the number 4 pick to select Virginia forward DeAndre Hunter. Cleveland picked Vanderbilt freshman guard Darius Garland at number 5. Texas Tech guard Jarrett Culver went number 6 to Minnesota. North Carolina guard Kobe White was selected 7th by the Chicago Bulls. New Orleans took Texas center Jackson Hayes at number 8. Gonzaga's Rui Hachimura went number 9 to Washington, and Duke's Cam Reddish went 10th overall to Atlanta. Auburn's Chuma Okeke went higher in the draft than most expected when the Orlando Magic selected him with the 16th pick last night. Okeke, who was injured during Auburn's run to the Final Four this season, is the first Auburn player drafted since Jamison Brewer back in 2001, and Okeke's the highest selection since Chris Morris went 4th overall to the New Jersey Nets in 1988. Auburn's Jared Harper and Bryce Brown were not selected in last night's draft. They'll look to catch on in the NBA as free agents. In the College World Series last night, the Louisville Cardinals eliminated the Mississippi State Bulldogs with a 4-3 win in Omaha. The Bulldogs held a 3-0 lead entering the bottom of the seventh inning when the Cardinals scored 2 runs to pull within 1. Later, in the bottom of the ninth, the Cardinals tied the game on an RBI single from Danny Oriente. Then Oriente would score the winning run on a walk-off single from Drew Campbell. The loss for Mississippi State leaves Vanderbilt as the only SEC team standing in the World Series. Today at 1 o'clock, Texas Tech will face Michigan in the semifinals. Michigan could eliminate Texas Tech with a win today, while the Red Raiders will need to beat Michigan twice to move into the finals. Then at 6 tonight, Vanderbilt will face off against Louisville. The Cardinals must beat Vandy twice to get to the finals, while the Commodores only need 1 win against Louisville to move on. In the Women's World Cup, Team USA finished the group stage with a 3-0 record by defeating Sweden 2-0 yesterday. Lindsey Horan and Jonah Andersson each scored for the Americans. It was a revenge game for the USA after Sweden knocked them out of the 2016 Olympics. Now only 16 teams remain in the World Cup. Next up, Team USA takes on Spain on Monday in the knockout round. On the PGA Tour, there's a 6-way tie for first place after one round of the Travelers Championship. K.H. Lee, Abraham Answer, Mackenzie Hughes, Zach Sucker, Ryan Armour, and Bronson Burgoon each shot 6-under par yesterday to tie for the lowest first-round scores. There's another group of 6 golfers 1 shot behind the leaders and a dozen golfers 2 shots back at 4-under par. So the tournament's wide open as it enters round 2 this morning. And in minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 13-2 in the first game of a 5-game home series last night at Hank Aaron Stadium. Tonight, Mobile will face the Generals on a fireworks Friday night with first pitch set for 7:05. 10 minutes till 7 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And happy to add that is open now, back open with been months of construction work and digging work going on there. So Florida Street between Dolphin and Old Shell now back open to traffic.
Great news.
Yeah, so go on by.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still there at Halls Mill and Dolphin Island Parkway with an overturned vehicle that took down a telephone pole. Also at Hillcrest and Wall Street, another power pole is down this morning, and Alabama Power is on the scene. Bayway and the Causeway running smooth. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This news update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy homegrown tomatoes, sweet silver king corn, cantaloupes, okra, and more. Excellent products and fair prices in Daphne on Highway 181. Allegri Farm Market, you're worth it.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
All right, 652 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You know, they had the tasting event with Serta's last night out at Cottage Hill Package coming up this coming Thursday. This is cool. I like the beer. I like the branding, and I like the venue. So Cottage Hill Package this coming Thursday. That's the 27th. Proud to welcome Talia from the folks at Chandler Island Brewing Company. I got one of their stickers sitting in my truck right now. I've got one I know on a cooler and another one sitting in my truck. Love the Chandler Islands fishing out there, and their beers are tasty as well. They are a Gulf Coast brewery, obviously. And for sample this coming Thursday, their Love Bug Passion Fruit and Mango Sour Ale, their White Tip Belgian Style Wit, their Little Miss Sour Tangerine Sour Ale, their Freemason Golden Ale, their Little Smack IPA, which I've had some of those within the last month. That stuff's good. IPA if you like IPAs. Their H90 Surfside Pineapple Wheat Ale, and some other surprises, and probably get yourself one of those Chandler Brewing Company stickers as well. This goes on at Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. That's Thursday, this coming Thursday. More information at cottagehillpackage.com, but the best way to do it is make sure you like them on Facebook, and you'll get updates to all their events. Great family-owned establishment here. Cigars, fine wines, spirits, and of course, great selection of craft beer. It is Cottage Hill Package. Now Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Before you go to bed this evening, make sure to double check that your doors are locked on both your home and your vehicle, especially if you live across the bay. Happening right now, the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is searching for the man they believe is involved in a number of home burglaries, and they need your help this morning. Images of the suspect have been released on Thursday. It's believed that he's involved in more than a dozen burglaries dating back to April of this year in the Fort Morgan area. The suspect targets homes and vehicles when people are asleep during the early morning hours. According to a press release from the BCSO, quote, "This creates a heightened level of concern for us, and we have increased patrol units and assigned several investigators to a special detail on Fort Morgan Road day and night." If you have information, you're encouraged to contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigations Division at either 251-972-8589 or 251-937-0202. Batter up. The Bay Minette Sports Complex is now up and running, and athletes and families and the city are calling this a grand slam. The $2.7 million complex touts four 300-foot softball fields, a two-story concession stand, and batting cages. According to the mayor of the city, quote, that's something we had in mind, and frankly, we expect this to generate revenue by being able to host these big tournaments, which we have not been able to do before now. That quote coming from Mayor Bob Wills. The mayor's referring to the upcoming tournaments that are happening this weekend, as the city is set to host a state tournament of 50 teams. So with so many teams in town, that means more hotel rooms are all booked up, restaurants are full, more people spending money at local shops, and the city of Bay Minette wins big, as this victory was many decades in the making. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. You know, sometimes you stumble upon those stories that make you think the internet is listening to you. You know, people say that, like, you start thinking about something or go to a store and all of a sudden there's an ad for something on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the side where I think something I think about a good bit and I worry about, and all of a sudden the story pops up in front of me. New survey out found the top things on people's family bucket list, which are trips and activities parents want to do with their children before the children grow up and move out of the house. Little insight into my ridiculousness. I worry about this stuff a bunch. That I'm not doing, that they need to go see this, this, and this, and I need to make sure that we check this off the list
before they start real jobs in the real world.
Yeah. And while they're still young enough to enjoy it, I think. So they published a top 10 list here on what family bucket list people wanted to take. Take a road trip. I think that's kind of a weak one. I mean, everybody takes road trips. Teach kids how to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worry about that one. Go camping. We do that. I just want to go camping more places. Teach them how to cook and bake. My wife tries some, and I try some, you know, cooking eggs and bacon stuff. I'm working with a 13-year-old. She's getting good. My son, I don't let him near fire. number five on their list, visit an amusement park or a water park. That's a tough thing for my children because I do not like, I don't like crowds. I don't like amusement parks. I mean, I go and I take the kids to go see the rat before we go down to Disney, and we've done those things, but we don't go to a lot of water parks, although we go do water stuff. We go swimming and, you know, canoeing and things like that. Visit national parks on the list. We do that yearly, but it's the same one. I'm hoping to have a little time away from here, take them to some that are distant. Also, visit a zoo or aquarium. I've done that. Travel overseas, I've not done that yet, but you got to do that with your kids if you can. And then number 10 on this national list, teach them how to play baseball. That one doesn't bother me. Any of those ring, you got any, I know you've got a young one to travel with, but any of those on your list?
Right now, she's 4 months old, and I'm idealistic, so every one of them is on my list.
Very good. She should be riding a bicycle by her first birthday?
I'm hoping so.
All right, good. 6:57, we'll be right back.